the rest of the story.
Claudia Taylor stared at the little brass sculpture. It was an eagle. Its wingspan was only 4 or 5 inches, mounted on a simple glass base. A trifle, really, except for what it represented. Her husband's 35-year love affair with a beautiful woman named Alice Glass. Alice was an intelligent, striking, blue-eyed, honey blonde, almost 6 feet tall. More remarkably still, she was everything Claudia was not. Gregarious, flirtatious, adventurous. And she commanded the attention of Claudia's husband, as had none on that long list of other infatuations. The torrid phase of their relationship lasted more than a decade, but the two continued seeing each other off and on and communicated regularly over the quarter century following, in fact, till death did them part. Oh, about the brass eagle. Not 2 years before he died, Alice sent it to him. An accompanying note explained that she had owned it for more than half of her life. She wanted him to keep it now. Feed him properly, the note advised. And the note said, I'm prouder than you'll ever know that you wanted me to have it. And then he promptly answered in another letter and said that he would cherish it as I do your faith and friendship. 20 months later, he was gone. But the points on the triangle, they were sharp as ever, for there they were, still three, lover Alice, widow Claudia, and the bird. I want it back, Alice wrote to Claudia, after the man they'd shared was no longer there to block their interaction. Claudia replied that the sculpture was locked safely away in a glass and bronze cabinet in her living room and therefore was not likely to be going anywhere soon. She said it so nicely that no one would ever guess a betrayal had brought the two women together. I'd love to have you come by and visit, she said, adding, let me know ahead of time, as I do travel a lot. But Alice responded emphatically. The eagle had been a personal gift to Claudia's husband, not to Claudia. And Alice wanted it back, and now. And this time Claudia acquiesced. The bond between them at last was broken. And 3 years later, Alice passed away. She was 65. The brass eagle stood by her till the end. And it remains in the possession of the family of a friend, a silent reminder that for all we think, we know, the private lives of others are often astonishingly complex. For the real-life soap opera, of which the aforementioned was only one episode, was that of Claudia Taylor Johnson, whom the world knows as First Lady, Lady Bird Johnson, and her husband, President Lyndon Johnson, and the girl who gave him the bird, the charismatic Alice Glass. And one thing more, the little brass eagle, the lightning rod for the final thunderstorm between Alice and Lady Bird. The little brass eagle had been made in France. Originally, it had been a gift from the French government to yet another figure in American history. It had been a gift to Thomas Jefferson. Now, you are an historian, so Jefferson's indiscretions are familiar to you, having been repeated and debated far and wide. But now you know where his bird landed, because now you know the rest of the story.